Opinions of CNR or management or. And now Linda is free.
CNR the mountain. After everything powered electricity. The news brought to you by She. She Medical Center.
Absolutely. A little, Courtney, highs of 51. Tomorrow, we are 100, always did, with 53 and our lows of 46. Wednesday, calls like this, with a high of 38. Thursday as well. Chance of showers with a high and a low of 35. Mostly sunny on Friday. And the weather is brought to you by Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, locally owned, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-379. Have a beautiful Easter, Carl, with this wet winter. And I always feel blessed when we have seasons. I love seasons. I love the snow. Yes, there are problems. People have downed trees. And that's what happens when you have, like, you know, when you do have seasons, when it's super hot, you know, lake goes down. And, you know, things happen with the heat. You know, we've gotten through the fire. This morning on KCNR, not on KCNR, but KRCR, we watch a little bit of the news in the morning. And there were survivors of the car fire that were talking about what they did. Still, we have to realize there's people still living in hotels that are displaced as we go through our Monday morning and talk about. Let's think about those people as well.
Okay. A lot of them are, I think they were finding different things to do, but you're right. They don't have their homes. They're trying to get things rebuilt. They've got all these things going on. This thing's not over. It's going to have repercussions for years, but so many things going on here. Reading Rancheria is having their year to remember, their philanthropic dinner this Saturday, March 2nd. This is going to be, as usual, it's a costume type thing. People dress up. We're not going full bore this year. We're not going, you know, we're not dressing up like the Penguin and Batman and that crew.
Superheroes.
We're not doing that. We're being really
low key. W.C. Fields and Mae West.
Yeah, we're being really low key this year. That was the Fembots. Though, you know what? You all have gone down in history there. The theme this year is a black and white costume themed event. Anyway, they were able to help 51 organizations in Shasta and Trinity counties. And if you're interested in donating or like to attend, call Maria Roscoe, who will be here today. Maria,
are you with me? Wonderful.
At 242-4516. But let's move on. I have got so many things to talk about.
Can I just start?
We can start with you.
Well, let's talk with Sue McClain, our wonderful gal that reads the news in the morning and part of our KCNR staff. Now, as you recall, you heard about the fire, the car that caught on fire, literally. I mean, until I dropped her off during the snowstorm, a power line had dropped on her car and literally burnt it up. It looked like a car that, if you're driven by the car firefighters, literally burnt. You know, incinerated.
The tires melted.
All you could see was just the body of the car, and everything else was gone. Well, her daughter.
Okay, that happened during the snow we
exactly.
just had.
Exactly.
The snow we just had a few weeks ago.
Now, over the weekend, which might have been yesterday, on Highway 44, her daughter, who just came home from college, driving her car that she said she's worked it in and out, she coaches ball, she does all these things, paid this car off and bought this car on her own money, had a collision on 44 and her car is totaled.
Yes. And, you know, the police are investigating it, but luckily she wasn't injured.
She's fine. She's shaken up, of course, because now what we're doing a call out for is, does anybody have a car they're not using that she can probably borrow while she's trying
Well, she's offered to pay, too.
Okay. All right.
Offered to pay, but if to borrow is also, I mean, if you want to be able to do something like that.
Right. Anyway, so call the station. We'll put you in touch with Sue McClain because that, you know, this is what we do is we come together in a community. You may have a third car someplace and or
this
a car
is,
that.
This is a hard-working young woman here. And Sue, of course, everybody knows Sue. And she's just a great person, too. But her daughter works really hard. She's going to school, getting great grades. And so this happens. So she does have some money to be able to buy a car, but it's got to be reliable and it's got to be, you know, it could be a beater, may not look the best, but it's got to be reliable. So give us a call at the station and we'll get you through to Sue.
Yeah.
Okay. The Academy Awards. I have to bring them up.
All right.
Last night, we go over to a friend's house for this, and there's, I think, 10 of us, 10 or 12 of us.
It's the same group. Same group.
Has been for years. People leave the area, two more come in. But we've been here a long time. Last night, for this one, we had something I bet nobody else in Reading has.
That's right.
I will bet you money, and I could be wrong, but I will bet you money that at our Oscar party last night, or the Academy Awards viewing party, we had
an original Oscar. Somebody was with us last night who won an Oscar. I'm not going to say their names because I, you know, I think they're relatively new in the group. But this was an Oscar from the 80s and visual and special effects.
Visual effects.
And so we all got to hold it and take a picture with it, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. But these things are heavy.
Yeah.
They're not lightweight. They're pretty heavy. So I said, well, how did you feel? And he's, you know, totally honest. He says, frankly, he says, we thought we had no chance. We're all sitting there. And so when they call our names, and it was like, oh. So we go up there, and we all, you know, he says, we make our little speeches. He said, every one of us forgot to thank our wives. Every one of us forgot to thank our wives.
And so he's divorced.
And so, yeah, and maybe they're all ex-wives right now. I mean, I know how it would have been.
You've had that
I remember
before.
Going up, and I was recognizing veterans at a table, and you said, well, you didn't mention me. I said, well, you weren't a veteran. Well, you mentioned the other wife.
But you stopped. You changed that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Next year, anybody sitting at that table got introduced. Anyway, okay. So he's got this. So he says, the funny thing is he says, the impact on people this has. One of the people he was competing with for that Academy Award was a good friend of his. Everybody thought he was going to win it. Didn't win it. He says it changed his life. It destroyed his life for the next few years. He said he was judging himself by winning that award. And when he didn't win it, he just went through this terrible years-long depression.
He's not alone. I'm sure that every person that, you know, I look at the trepidation of what happens when they have your picture and they're watching your expressions. I mean, there must be a coach to train you to be okay with that eyebrow or that face not frowning when somebody else is called and you've done the months and the months. And, of course, there's a lot of money that goes into pushing a star or a movie to win.
Spike Lee, after they announced the Green Book won, stood up and tried to walk out, but he'd had six or seven glasses of champagne. It didn't work really well. So he comes back, he sits down, and they refused to applaud for the
Good
Green
moments,
Book.
Bad moments.
And didn't even turn his back when they were talking about, you know, that, you know, he says, well, I was robbed. It was like the refs at a Nets game. And it's kind of like, gee, Spike, you won the best adapted screenplay.
Good
come
moments.
Come on, man. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like you had your chance.
Good moments, bad moments. You want to talk about that afterwards before we have to take a break here? When we talk about how fabulous we slept in our sleep number bed.
Oh.
Yeah. After. Well, first of all, you had your eye. Let's talk about that. You had your eye, your surgery done on your eyeball.
Yes, I did.
And so it's been great for you.
It's called a procedure.
A procedure.
See, when you get to a certain age, you start having procedures. You know, before that, I mean, in my life before, when I got injured and they opened me up to fix things, that was an operation. But now
it's a procedure.
But now I'm having procedures.
It's so funny,
jeez,
girl.
What's next? I mean, okay, the next one will be the other eye. Then
all
I'll
right,
be another
so you
procedure.
Had a procedure on Friday.
Oh, my God. What
my
comes
point
next?
Is coming home and being able to, you know, spend rest time and how fabulous it was to and we look forward to it. We actually look forward to going to bed because it's a time to really rest and restore yourself. I am so glad we don't have live video in here right now. Oh, I'm not even going to say anything. It's drive time right now. And we can go to our sleep number setting, and I got to actually be in charge of the controls. So I put us both at 50 last night, both of us at 50. And that's a good thing. You know, my sleep number setting last night was 50. And so, you know, it feels good to actually be in control of the control. Sleep number setting right next to the vitamin store and the Target shopping center. They have sales. They have specials going in. And tell them that Casey and our Carla Linda sent you.
Yeah.
See what your sleep number setting may be.
7:15 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. We're going to be getting rain today. Pray for Bob and I as we head up to the top of South Fork. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV's Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climb, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Bin. Free adult patron gets a subscription to Sportsman Magazine. Take low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shear Display and Sale. All this at the Crown Motors NorCal V Show. Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Free distributing. See you there.
Earl and Linda Byer Radio.
How could you not love Wade? And rave 720.
In the worst, I don't have a line. Is your is it? How do you and save your warranty? 212. Right, home is really good.
Okay, best scenes are at Super Bowl. And some people at thing hand in a question. Okay, Carl, I'm asking you. Just want to ask you long to get
not
to war.
Part.
I didn't say
woman from her from costume. She was reading it.
It
wasn't like names. No, she
right.
It was a person that he's going. I've never seen.
This goes.
Yeah, he said this is
you know the quarterback. So we have a long piece of only have a time to talk. Some weren't properly. He didn't read it. Bye.
Mike Lee being unprepared. Well, he had also.
Spample wonder.
I don't know if it was in the. It's just he'd been saying it. And at least there were people of color.
Indians.
Maybe no. But I you know, trying to.
Well, what was
the city council is going to be deciding on March 5th, which is next week, about raising fees and raising more fees and adding fees on top of fees for our builders. I think people really need to take a look at this. You know, if you take them individually, you go, oh, that's not too bad. But when you add them all together, this is going to have a detrimental effect on our building, or could. And there's just more fees to build parks when we can't maintain the parks we have. So we're going to talk about this tomorrow. I'm going to, you know, try and roll in Jake Mangus on something like this week. But the ones other ones are, a federal judge has ruled that an all-male draft is unconstitutional. Texas judge says, you know, at one time when this was ruled that it had to be all males, okay, things have changed. The Army and the military and the Department of Defense have opened up all jobs to women. And if that's the case, then women can be drafted too. And you know what? I'm all for that. If you're going to draft males, draft females. Because when we get to the point where we have to start drafting, we're going to be in serious. We need people seriously at that point.
Okay.
And if that's the point, then we need to draft our best and brightest, male and females.
All right, and let's, you know, with the Redding Rancheria coming up, we're going to be talking about $97,000 has been given to some of our wonderful organizations here in the North State. Looking forward to talking to Maria Roscoe and to Tracy Edwards from the Redding Rancheria. And you're going to get blown away. So a lot of times it becomes like a big, like, wash, and we're not really sure, but we do have, I mean, it goes down the list as amazing. For instance, you know, Whitmore School, the Eureka Exhibition, cost of utility bills, vehicle repairs, propane phone bills, and family with seriously ill children with the Alyssa Raise the Wings of Angels operation, the Shasta Treatment Center, Shasta Library Foundation, Shasta Lake Heritage and Historical Society. And one of the common threads through the givings and the awards given to the fund awards from the Redding Rancheria, a lot of the commonality is people who were affected by the fire. And again, we talked about that earlier, that is a trickle down, something that's we're going to be feeling for years to come. Thank you for joining us in this half hour. We're going to take a break, but before we do, we need a shout out to our sponsor, Cornerstone Community Bank.
That's right. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. But more exciting, you can go on down to 1845 California Street. See how that's changed. See how they're doing business now. See how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. 48 degrees out there and 7:30 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 and 96.5.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Only if you want to.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 and 96.5.
Yeah.
FM.
Gonna hook it back up today, this week. Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR.
We're going up the mountain again today.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little tent up there.
Yeah, you're going to put a tent up there with orange flags. You know exactly where the wires disconnect in the snow.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our buddy over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business. If you're looking for somebody who can fix a chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, hey, give Jeff a call. There's nobody better in town that can fix a windshield like he can. Not only that, he believes in keeping families safe. Not only that, he guarantees his work. I have a crack in my windshield. It's a little bit, almost a foot long, and he fixed it 11 years ago. It still is. You still can't see it. Still has the same. I still have the same windshield. Anyway, head on down. You won't be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 or go down to 3208 South Market Street. He does RVs also. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
With us this morning is Tracy Edwards and Maria Orozco from the Reading Rancheria. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we do have a big event coming up this Saturday. Is it this Saturday already?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The black and white ball, but let's, you know, and you try to theme it with some fun, but really the night is about you sharing with the community the funds that you have given out. And boy, I'll tell you what, you sent the list and it's pretty amazing. Your turn. Tell us about it.
So the dinner was created in 2002 so we could thank the organizations who received funds the year prior. It just seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the gift that the Reading Rancheria gives out is going to be bigger this year. So get ready, because this 2018, we gave out monies to the same organizations who requested, but as well as the ones that needed help in assisting and being affected by the fires. So being able to choose one or the organization out of that bunch of 51 organizations was not easy. So there might be two.
So excited. So very excited. And people anticipate the night coming up to see who you have. Now, usually you have five or six or seven or eight or ten. And at one time you used to have these you know, minstrels that would go around and sing songs and weave in. Who are you doing? But you've got a wonderful inter last year with out of New York, I believe, with his band. And so it's just you walk in and it's really a it's a beautiful gala.
I think so, yeah. We spend a lot of time working on it, and it's our one hurrah of the year that we get to invite everybody down. We ask you to dress up if you can, and we get a pretty good participation. I think everybody looks forward to some of the costumes are absolutely amazing.
They truly are. They truly are. So can we go through a little bit, just maybe some wave tops of, because there's 97. Well, I think there are, let's see, it's 97,000, but I think what I have a list of 38 in front of me, just from an email that's fabulous. You know, do you care to share, like, some of the gifts the Rancheria has given? For those people, they go to you because they're looking for grants or a need of something, and you grant it. So.
Right. Sometimes we have an amount up to $600,000 or $700,000 solicited. So this year we had $191,000 to donate. So going through the applications, the advisory board says, oh, yes, these two. Sometimes people, which is very far and few between, will ask for something that is so outrageous or, you know, whatnot. The fall award was the one that was the big one. That was the one that the tribal council, Tracy and the tribal council said, we would like to designate it for those all who were affected by the 2018 fires, not Carr, not Camp, not, you know, Trinity
Diablo
or whoever it
there
was.
There were so many fires. Yeah.
Yeah, any fires. And that was the one that we gave the $94,000 to, saying if you were affected by the fires,
a fire.
Solicit.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we had some up in Happy Valley. There mm-hmm. was a fire before the Carr fire, yet they did not fall under the disaster, even though they got hit. You know, just a couple of weeks before the Carr fire started. Hmm. So I'm sure that's some of the people you helped too, because you all are, you know, people don't realize, you know, you hear Wind River, but you forget Ready Rancheria, which is the mama of all of this.
Yeah.
This is the mama of all this that has done in such incredible work.
Tracy, you want to expound on
for
that?
For our community. I mean, anywhere from just cash to how about starting medical clinics that see thousands of people.
Hey, can you see me ready to jump in?
Okay, Tracy, you got the floor right now. Yeah.
So we try really, really hard to educate people on that. And so every now and then you'll see a commercial that has something to do with the tribe. And it's just our way of educating the community. Wind River and Redding Rancheria, we're all the same thing. Redding Rancheria is the tribe. Wind River Casino was one of our businesses, as is Hilton Garden Inn, a Wind River Mini Mart, and some of the various things that we do. And then we also have a healthcare component. Currently, we have 3 health clinics. So we're trying really hard to educate the community that we are one and the same. And I think just Wind River gets to do a lot of commercials because we're wanting to invite you down to our business. And so people learn about Wind River and they know about Wind River. But we are the same thing. Redding Rancheria is the tribe, and Wind River Casino is one of the businesses that
just
we run.
One of the businesses. Plus you have the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Group,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
And you all, that's, you know, and that's leading the, you know, the expansion and the growth.
Exactly.
Out on I-5, which, by the way, we're fully behind.
Wait, great.
I mean, it's just.
It'll be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. People have no idea. They have this idea in their head of garish neon signs and a bunch of trucks parked out there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what people are thinking. It's
right.
Nothing like that. And y'all have been going to place after place. If
the parking
there's two
is behind
people, if there's
in the
two
back.
People, somebody will show up and say, "This is what it looks like."
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
And we've done a good job with our businesses. For example, the Hilton Garden Inn, we've worked really hard, and it was a really big deal to be part of the Hilton franchise, but get to brand it like our mm-hmm. tribe, because they liked the way that our tribal symbols looked. They liked the way that we showed the decor inside. So we'll do a good job.
Of course you will. I mean, you are part of this community, just like Linda and I are.
Arriving part.
Yeah, just like Linda and I are, just like so many other people are. And people sometimes tend to forget that.
Well,
if our community thrives, we all thrive.
Absolutely. And I think one thing I always like to remind people is we were here in the beginning, and we'll be here long after. So we're not going anywhere. We don't get to pick up our business and move somewhere else.
Right.
So
it's like owning a radio station. You just don't pick the footprint up and go to another state. Mm-hmm. No. But you're right. This is something that you all are in it for the long haul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's not like you're going to sell it.
No.
You can't sell it.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, so there you go. So it's part of the deal. Let's talk about if you don't mind, like your health clinics.
Yeah.
You've just recently opened was it Weaverville last year or 2 years ago now?
Oh, good question. I think it's been about a year. I think a little over a year.
Because it feels fresh.
It does.
It still feels.
I think it's been about.
And then you are in the midst of another.
We are. We're doing lots of things. So funny you mentioned Weaverville. We are actually just finished buying land up in Weaverville. We're already expanding that clinic. It exceeded our expectations, the patients we saw, the need up there. So we're going to build a new clinic up in Weaverville that's bigger than what we're leasing a building right now. So we're going to build our own building and provide care up in Weaverville. And that, I'm hoping, will be about a year and a half down the road. We'll be cutting a ribbon on that.
Now, how many people are you all seeing up there? I think the one down here in town is at least 6,000, or am I way behind at this point on numbers?
No, that's pretty close.
I think
close,
it's about 6,000.
Yeah.
Well, what about up in Weaverville? Because that's that whole area up there. Do we know?
Good question.
Well, population is around 2,000,
that's Weaverville.
Just in Weaverville. So if you figure Hayfork, Hiya Palm, and all the outlying Cotton,
Bigfoot,
whatever
Littlefoot. Everybody coming in.
I don't want to meet that.
But well, they need care, too.
here's the point that people, I want people to grasp here. These clinics, they started out for people with Medicaid, or Medi-Cal. Now, these are people that can be seen by a physician, can come in, walk in, be seen. They do not go to the emergency rooms.
Absolutely.
They do not go to the emergency rooms. It gives a lot of people first time a regular place they can go to.
Absolutely.
So and that's very important.
It is. And our Churn Creek location was a result of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Partnership Health came to us and said, we have lots of people who need to be seen. Can you see people? So we opened that clinic up for Medi-Cal patients, and it's doing wonderfully.
Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, is Randall Hempling, Partnership Health Plan.
Yeah, that's great.
And he's done a whole lot in that.
Want to just insert here, we're going to go 5 minutes over our break time with Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe from Reading Rancheria. We're going to discuss more of this. And then in the last 10 minutes, we've got on Reading Christian
School
doing a show. It's either a musical or something. We're going to hear about that. So
yeah.
I just want to let you know what's happening between now. If you're like, where's the break? What are they doing? Okay, that's what we're doing. So anyways, we're talking about the event Saturday night. Are there still tickets? Usually you sell out.
It's sold out.
Okay.
Okay. So
I say see you there.
Remember, it's a black and white costume themed.
Right.
So it's not a ball. It's not a. It's anything.
Right.
I want you to know that I drew the line this year about the dying of my body.
Oh.
Half and half. I said, I will not do that. I will not lay in the bathtub and be spray painted. Though I was at Wind River and got spray painted along with Gary when he and I got sprayed that night for something. And you know, I've still got paint behind my ear, and that was 3 years ago. When we were hosting together, do you remember that?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
remember that?
Yeah.
People came in
you
and they
the
go,
jokers.
No.
Yeah.
The
I got
jokers,
it.
That's
well, they
right.
They weren't
and they
sure, maybe.
I'm like,
you face.
Got sprayed. Maybe you were having a wild event night and they did, it was too much, 2 MI right here.
Gary almost went missing in action that night. So.
Okay, so let's go back to the Reading Rancheria and the Community Funds Award. According to this wonderful email, 97,000 to regional organizations. Can we go a little bit about, okay, Anderson Police Department for a safe ballistic body armor, medical kit, and tourniquets, $2,000 that you've donated to them. City of Anderson Community Services, Parks and Recreation, playground equipment, $10,000. North Valley Catholic Social Services, food for pill bug, backpack program, and partnership with Cottonwood Drugs, $1,000. The list goes on.
Let me say this, too. You all have donated to veterans organizations and for veterans' needs. And there's a couple of places right here won't do that.
That's crazy.
All always have supported the veterans.
Yes, we do, definitely.
You know, I am very, very, you know.
And a couple years ago, they made the Anderson Veteran Walk their chosen.
That's right.
You know, the big kahuna.
They were 10
yeah.
big awards.
Because
yeah.
something happens Saturday night. The big award.
We will have
so who's
award.
Gonna be?
No.
You're not going to tell me,
are you? It's fabulous. No. Okay, so you have...
People never tell us on Mondays before Saturday.
Closing thoughts here. We have about 3 minutes left. Let's drive home some closing thoughts.
Well, I think that we are excited this Saturday to celebrate all of the organizations that were in need. We're excited for them to come. We can't tell you because we love their expressions when they're excited.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's
and they're
great.
Not expecting that extra award. So we're looking forward to that. And we just ask everybody to, you know, support the Reading Rancheria and support the things that we're doing. We definitely support the community, and we're here for you.
There you go. And I think that's a great way to finish out there. They are here for us. They are us.
Your community outreach is amazing.
It
really,
is.
Truly. You're everywhere. Facebook, events, you show up. It's just great. It's just hands-on.
There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind if an organization was really needed something like people, helping people after that, that Wind River wouldn't stand up right then.
Reading Rancheria. Absolutely.
Man, well, yeah. Reading Rancheria, I'm sorry. Reading Rancheria,
well, we'd
course.
Get them in on it, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's how it works.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Saturday, just join us Saturday and have a great time. We're not going like we have in the past. Like I said, I refuse to be dyed half and half.
No Cruella de Vil or anything for me?
Yeah, we're there in spirit to have a great time and support this event. We're just really happy.
And the silent auctions.
The best of the year. That's it.
There's no.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Reading Christian School.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Reading Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Antique, modern firearms, historic displays, accessories, and of course, ammunition. And this is the last show before ammo registration begins. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States for this once-in-a-year show. The Reading Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV's Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trout pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bassman Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and 96.5.
And that's a song from our upcoming portion here, which is Reading Christian Performing Arts production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. We have some castmates with us.
We have the director here, Brandon Bauman.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine.
We're great.
So this is your baby.
This is my baby.
And so when you go to start to procure rights and you think about, okay, what's the production going to be, how do you go about selecting?
There's a lot that actually goes into that for me. A large portion of it is knowing from the previous show who's been in shows and then kind of thinking about who's still going to be around after the graduates have graduated. And looking at that, also kind of just kind of what's on my heart. What have I been feeling? What shows are out there? And what have I not done? So to keep things new and fresh.
Okay. So I think that's smart, because then you have to build, like, you know, these are strong characters that have to be able to carry some pretty heavyweight songs.
Yeah, some of the shows, when you actually start looking at them, they kind of choose themselves because you're like, oh, man, I have this character and this character and this character. And it's like, okay, I have to do this show this year because next year after that, I might not have them.
Beauty and the Beast will be at Reading Christian Performing Arts. Where's the performance at?
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater. Okay. Music by Alan Menken, of course, the lyrics by Howard Ashman and Tim Rice, and the book by Linda Wolverton. Fantastic musical. I'm sure many of you know it. It's March 1st, March 2nd at 2 and 7 o'clock.
This Friday and Saturday. The first one, first performance is 7 p.m.
7 p.m. on Friday.
And then March 2nd, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. So, hey, you've also got some of the stars with you.
I certainly did. I brought them along with me.
Jake Spencer. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Jake. Get in there and say,
Jake's in that growth spurt. He has to sit down a lot.
I'm a senior, and I play the Beast.
Okay, I bet you are the Beast.
Okay, and then with him is Hunter Lockwood. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Hunter Lockwood. I play Beauty. We're back.
Beauty, okay.
Oh.
Now, Jasmine Coxie is with us. Jasmine, what part do you play?
Good morning. I play Mrs. Potts this year.
Mrs. Potts.
Yes.
What a lovely...
I'm a little teapot.
Angela Lansbury. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Big shoes to fill.
Do you know if she was playing the mother... of Laurence Olivier, not Laurence Olivier, the guy from Manchurian Candidate.
Yes.
She was playing that part of his mother, and he was 4 years older than her.
She was 23.
Wow. Yeah. And so,
just amazing.
It's an amazing actress. Okay, are we going to hear some music?
Yes, we have a couple selections for you. The first one is, in the middle of the show, Belle and Beast are kind of starting to get to know each other a little bit, and they kind of start to ask questions. And so Belle sings, "Is there something there?" And so this is going to be a little piece of that, and then after that you'll hear the Beast asking the same question.
Okay, go for it.
There's something sweet and almost kind, but he was rude and he was coarse and unrefined. But now he's dear and so unsure. I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
She glanced this way, I thought I saw. But when we touch, she didn't shudder at my paw. No, it can't be. I'll just ignore. Although she's never looked at me that way before.
Okay.
Oh, I want the next line. Next line.
You'll have to come to the show.
Oh, you have to come to the show. Okay.
Oh.
Hey, you know, we have, and now we have Jasmine. Okay.
Yes, this is Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time. True as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared, beauty and the beast.
Bravo!
Oh,
bravo.
I just tell you what, I feel teary-eyed.
Oh, thank you.
Let me tell you what I hear and what I see, and I, you know, kudos to you, kudos to the teacher.
Thank you.
Diction is so important, and it was beautiful. You captured the essence of the period, right? Mm-hmm. And the diction, and of course the pitch, and the sound of, you know, you could hear the character within just the one line that they were singing.
Thank you.
So congratulations to our director and our actors.
We just have a couple minutes left.
We have 80 more of these.
You have 80?
Yeah, there's 80 in this cast this year, from third graders all the way to 12th grade.
I was going
to
say, did you have every, you know, what is that, a third of the school?
A large portion of the school came out.
This is great.
Well, we're keeping these two tickets because I love this musical. So we have two tickets to give away.
We have two tickets.
And we're going to give a caller, and we'll ask our beautiful producer, Ashley, to take that caller and give us the name, because we'll tell you who that is. 605-4567. These are vouchers. How does that work?
Yeah, so what they'll do, once you give them the voucher, they'll be able to go to the Cascade and claim their tickets for any show they would like to go to.
That's right. So remember, it's Friday, March 1st at 7 p.m., and then Saturday at the 2 p.m. matinee and the 7 p.m. showing.
Now, we didn't ask the two girls what grade you're in.
I'm a sophomore, 10th grade.
Okay, so you're playing a lead at the sophomore. That's great.
And a senior.
That's Hunter. Okay.
Now, I asked them if they knew the Verhoek family, and Jake remembers them. And I don't know if everybody else does, but it's before Brandon's time. But Brandon, okay, we've got a minute? Oh, we got a minute left. So give me 30 seconds of what the hardest part of this is for a director.
The hardest part of this. Honestly, the chorus numbers. You have so many moving parts in them, so many people involved, and so sometimes it's a little bit like herding cats, trying to get everybody
yes.
in the right place at the right time,
people,
and
yes.
everybody focused. You know, it's one thing to be directing, but then the focus of we're all doing this together. So it's kind of the most difficult piece to put into play are the chorus numbers, I think, for me.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Be.
All right, so Beauty and the Beast, this weekend at the Cascade, brought to you by the Reading Christian Performing Arts. Cascade Theater is a great place to put on a production. Will this be your first musical at the Cascade? I'm talking to the staff. Have you done...
Oh, we've done quite a few there. So.
Okay.
So we've got
yeah.
tickets to give away again.
We have a complimentary ticket voucher, 605-4567.
Thank you, Brandon.
You're so welcome.
Love
Thank
to have
you
come,
for having us.
Have
you
come on another time and go in depth about you and your background and coming to Reading. Love that.
We'd love to do that.
All right. Thanks so much. We're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460.
And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your men.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
Details of this week's summit remain closely held, but the leaders are expected to meet one-on-one, joined only by interpreters. Vice President Pence has arrived in Bogota, Colombia for talks with regional leaders and Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido about the tensions in Venezuela. The European Union is urging British Prime Minister Theresa May to delay the planned March 29th Brexit, but she's resisting pressure. May told EU leaders in Egypt today that delaying Brexit doesn't resolve the issue. Authorities say there was no distress call before a Boeing 767 cargo plane crashed near Houston on Saturday, killing three people on board. Robert Sumwalt is chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board.
The main wreckage is oriented in a northwesterly direction. It's approximately 200 yards long by about 100 yards wide.
On KPRC-TV, Sumwalt said recovering the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder is critical to their investigation. High wind advisories in effect in the mid-Atlantic today, the states as well as the northeastern states, a second day of high winds affecting the eastern half of the country. Some of the violent weather over the weekend was deadly. And in from Chicago this hour, an attorney pleads not guilty on behalf of R&B singer R. Kelly, who faces 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gas prices pushed slightly higher over the past 2 weeks, rising 10 cents a gallon to an average price of $2.44 nationwide. Despite the increase, fuel price analyst Trilby Lumberg says motorists are still paying less for gas now than a year ago.
Prices have been hiking for 6 weeks now, a total of 13 cents, but it doesn't feel awfully high for motorists because the average is still 15 cents lower than it was 1 year ago.
Checking costs across the country, the highest average price in the nation is $3.38 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. The lowest is averaged in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, $2.03 a gallon. President Trump is postponing March 1st tariff increases on Chinese imports. He's citing substantial progress in weekend trade talks between the two countries, and overnight, Asian stock markets surged after the announcement. News and analysis at townhall.com. A drone searching for a missing dog is shot out of the air over the weekend by a man on Long Island, and now he's facing charges, as we hear from correspondent Julie Walker.
Suffolk County police say Gerard Chastain used the shotgun to fire three bullets at the drone from his yard in St. James. The drone belongs to Missing Angels Long Island, a group whose mission is to find missing lost pets. After the drone, which was searching for a lost dog, became unresponsive, the group used GPS to find it. Chastain was arrested and charged with criminal mischief and prohibited use of a weapon. Police also confiscated multiple shotguns from his home. Julie Walker, New York.
At the 91st Academy Awards in Hollywood last night, the segregation-era road trip drama Green Book was crowned Best Picture. More on these stories online at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I say 1460. I got to get used to saying 96.5. We're going back up on the mountain today. I'm going to plant the flag one more time up on South Fork as Bob, Bad Bob, and I get in there and tussle with electronics. Only because when the power went down up there, now we've got to go back up there. It's cleared and we're back. Bob's back. I'm out, you know, I'm off bed rest and we can go on up there and figure it out.
Yeah.
8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community. That is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Done so much for our community.
Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Rain and breezy is the forecast today with our highs of 51 and our lows of 50. Tomorrow calls for rain, 100% chance rain, with our high of 53 and our lows of 46. Wednesday calls for showers with a high of 57 and a low of 38. And Thursday, chance of showers with our high of 55 and our lows of 35. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we go to the phone. Sally, good morning. Welcome to KCNR. And what's happening tonight?
Good morning. Yeah, we have Stephanie Bridget, who is our county DA, district attorney, coming tonight. They have a new program going for chronic offenders. And I wanted to hear from her how it's working now that they've had a little bit of time to implement it. And apparently, it's a program where they are able to keep these repeat offenders in jail much longer and not letting them out. And they have some other tools that they can work with. So Stephanie Bridget tonight should be very interesting if you're concerned about the crime and so forth here in Redding and Shasta County.
This program they have is actually working. They have reserved seating for some of our worst offenders. That's why I like to look at it. They think of them as the VIP of the crime world.
Uh-huh.
There, and they make sure that they have a place to sleep, put their head, and maybe even an extra bologna sandwich there. So this is something that we need to get behind and let them know we appreciate that they're trying, that we've opened up 102 more beds. There's going to be another 160 in the next couple of years when they get the new courthouse in. You know, we're expanding out. I understand out at Stillwater, they're going to put a large area out there with concertina wire for the ones that can't make it to the top tier of the most offensive. Okay, I mean,
I thought you were being serious there
but
I know you're not.
I'm never serious. Rally Sally, when's that going to be tonight?
Okay, that's at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. It's the church right there on South Bonneview.
Thank you so much, hon.
Thank you so much, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's 48 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number here. Carl and Linda Bott. And with us today is a guy that, I mean, you probably know him from other reasons, Robert Nash. Good morning there, Bob.
Good morning to you, too.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I've survived the weekend, and ready to go back at it.
Anytime you survive the weekend, it's a great weekend. You know how many times, you know, if I survive the next 3 minutes, it's a great day. Okay. Now, we brought you in. People probably know you from Nash Farms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you and your family here in town and all that.
Well, I started out here in Redding. I was born here, been here my entire life. And so I have a pretty significant vested interest in the community.
A buy-in.
It's certainly not the community it was. I hate to say how long ago it was, but it was before 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't really remember much until about 1960. But
oh, you're one of those, huh?
Yeah,
you're one of like Linda. You're a Linda type person there.
yeah. But you know, it's been a great place for me to grow up. And then I was working in Kern County for a while, and moved up in life to Fresno County, and had an opportunity to come back to Redding, and so my wife and I, we picked up our stakes and our very beginning family and moved back to Redding, and it's been a great place to raise a family, and my kids have done well because of it.
Now, is Nash Ranch, was that your family? Did you grow up there, and then you left, and you came back and took over, like, your dad and mom's?
That's exactly right. My father actually purchased that property in the early 1950s. And he was probably the fourth owner of the property. There were two owners in quick succession.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the second owner of the property built the house at Serenow. They took the original cow camp shack down and
Wow.
built the house at Serenow.
And how many acres is your ranch?
Well, the acreage is not really significant because to us it has no value. That's where we live. And that's just where we are. But, you know, it's over 100.
But it's still like a
never
family.
Ask a rancher how big is your spread or how many cattle you have, right?
I don't mean it like that. I meant like, you know, because
of the things you do out there.
It's a generational thing, and it's like it's a plot of a lot of property to manage.
It is, especially when you consider that the owners also have full-time jobs.
Oh.
Yeah. And then you do this thing at Halloween that is just, I mean, that's generational. I mean, people have been doing that for years. And I heard stories this year that was like,
it's
the maze and the haunted house, and that you've actually taken the haunted house and actually just turned it over to the professionals that do this. This is what they do all year. They plan for this thing all year long. So, you know, stuff like that.
I keep saying chainsaw because a person that was in here goes, there was a chainsaw. I turned and fell flat on my face because I thought, they're going to chainsaw me.
We said, no, it had to be battery operated.
But I had to ask you. I said, was there a chainsaw there? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a chainsaw, but the sharp part has been taken off. But it is a real chainsaw.
Oh, I tell you what, when you hear that, that's enough that gets my attention.
Yeah, that'll enough make up.
You leave your guns in the car.
Well, maybe some people have to wet their pants right then, too. It's like, you know.
We won't talk about those things, but it's amazing what people admit to when they come out of the haunted house.
Oh, I'm going to have to wear my mail. I'm going to have to wear Depends next time I go in there.
My granny panties.
You know, but there's other things you all do out there, too.
Well, you know, it's a working farm, and so we have other crops. But the whole pumpkin thing is something that we kind of landed on accidentally.
Uh-huh.
And we had no idea that there would be the demand for that there is. And since then, our friends down in Anderson have picked up a somewhat similar business, and they've grown that just exponentially. And between the two of us, we cover most of the demand. But what's amazing is people still come out and they go, I had no idea this was here.
Well, you know, perhaps you need to have it talked about by a far-ranging group of people right here. Anyway, but that's not, believe it or not, that's not why we brought Bob in today. Even though we could talk about Nash Ranch and your haunted house out there, I have to admit, I do not go to haunted houses. I just don't. Because I don't, here I am with my background. I don't want to hear Linda hear me squeal like a 7-year-old girl. You know, as I go running out and have Bob Nash taking photos of me as I come out of there. Anyway, hey, you know what? We're going to take an early break because I really want to talk about what the real reason we brought Bob in was something. It's probably one of the best kept secrets in Shasta County for you business owners, you small business owners and larger, about what he does and his group does right here in California. So we're going to take a quick break. Ashley, it's 8:14 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for that perfect gem, that perfect bracelet, that perfect set of earrings, look at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive. That is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, I'm teaching again this weekend, the concealed carry course. And every time I teach, I think to myself, where's Linda? Where's Linda? Is Linda there? Because Linda's saying to me when we first got married was, honey, you can never have too many guns. And I thought, yes. And then she said, or too many diamonds. We'll be right back.
The Redding Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Antique, modern firearms, historic displays, accessories, and of course, ammunition. And this is the last show before ammo registration begins. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States for this once-in-a-year show. The Redding Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Stilvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV's Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trout pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bassman Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at the Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Shasta District Fair and Event Center this Friday through Sunday. Presented by Redding Distributing. See you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning. It's the 25th of February and 8:18 in the morning, 48 degrees.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, we just saw Sharon Clark, donated big for the Cancer League this year, as usual. But her forte in life is her business she started 15 years ago, is helping people, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers is there for you. To learn more, check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Her whole objective is to keep your family, your friends, your loved ones in their home as long as you can. Remember, there's no place like home. Home Helpers. We're here with Bob Nash, who is with the SCDD. Now, you're asking yourself, what's that? It's the Superior California Development District. Bob, what is that?
Well, the Economic Development District was actually founded by Virgil Covington back in 1980 as kind of a supplement to the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation. But it was set up through authorization through U.S. Commerce Economic Development Administration, part of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society programs, and this is one of them. And so the Economic Development District was actually and still is multi-county. So our area of service includes Shasta County and also Trinity, Siskiyou, and Modoc counties.
Wow.
And so we work and travel in all those areas. But as an economic development district, our first and primary responsibility is for helping the communities in the region with economic development planning, which is kind of nebulous because it's very broad and very general, but with that, we frequently lead to specific projects and activities that communities implement to ultimately to create jobs. That's the whole objective with economic development, create jobs.
Let's, we have the Shasta Development, the SDC, EDC, Economic Development Corporation, in once a month talking about the things. We've been talking about Stillwater for the last, well, as long as there's been Stillwater, we've been on the air, and there's been an EDC in here. The big difference between you and the EDC, because you mentioned how it's kind of an offshoot of the EDC, is the fact that you can put people right then, get their businesses off the ground.
Well, and this is what we do with our business development loan programs. And it's something that we've been working on for 3 decades. Actually, more than that, we're almost 40 years old now. I've been there Don't tell anybody, but I've been there 30 years almost.
You've been there for 30 years?
Started in Thanksgiving week, 1989.
Wow.
Well, thank you for that, because you've probably been here for all your life and knew that there was a need.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I wasn't headed for this job when I came here. I was actually, you know, I came out of banking, and that's what I was looking for, but the banking industry was pretty well employed at the time, and so they weren't looking for people. And actually, my wife sent the resume in for this job.
Your wife, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Wives are like that.
Well,
yeah, they kind of want their husbands to have a job.
To have a job. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'd share with our listeners now, many of you listening online, I encourage you to go to this website. It's called sceedd.org. And you'll know what we're really talking about, because it's a really good website. And it talks, there's little references to refinance a building, buy a building, build a building, expand a business, collaborate with us, partner with us. And so we've just done that.
And let's just talk about what happened there. We went over and walked in. And anybody that, when you're trying to expand a business, you know, we're not the corporation that has these deep pockets and has got 26 different radio stations or 126 radio stations throughout the United States. We're the last single standing radio station out here. And we wanted to expand. We wanted to grow with Reading. We looked at Reading as, you know, the downtown, what's happening with that, the new county courthouse, the Costco, everything. You know, it just told us this was the time. Plus, if you don't grow, you die. And we had this opportunity to go FM, to add FM to our quiver of arrows there, you might say. And anybody knows, when you're trying to go through, you know, banks and all this, it's going to take weeks and months. And then you got to keep giving more paperwork and more paperwork. We found out about Bob in the Superior California Economic Superior California Economic Development District.
SCED, S-E-E-D-D.
Which is, by the way, off of Hartnell, right there. We walk in. We bring our stuff with us. And here's what we did. We talked to them. They said, what's your plan? We told them our plan. And we sat down and talked for what, 30, 40 minutes?
Close to an hour, maybe.
Yeah, about an hour. About what's your plan? What are you doing? You know, where have you been? Like this. And then we applied. The next day. Literally the next day. Okay. I said, okay, what? Okay.
Not okay, we need five more pounds of paperwork.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not saying every one of them, you know, people come in like that, it's like that. But they look at the people, they look at what you've done,
and
where you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so your investment is not just in the business.
You're taking a chance.
Your investment's in the people. And what they've done and where they want to go.
And how to grow a business.
Yeah. Well, and in your case, it was a little easier for us because you had history and you were building on that. It's a little bit more of a challenge for us for a new business where we're talking about what the business is pretty sure they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes a little bit more. But we're the lender of last resort, the last legitimate lender of last resort. And so we almost everything we do is something that a bank did not want to do. And we have a great relationship with the banks because they frequently see deals that they like and that they think ought to be done, but it doesn't fit for them.
Right.
And so they call us up and say, hey, you know, we've been talking to so-and-so, and we think you ought to talk to them. Sometimes we split a deal with the bank. You know, if it's a larger real estate deal and they need a higher percentage loan, smaller down payment that the bank is able to do, and we do a lot of those.
Well, you were able to fit, however it worked, you fit us in, and that is how we were able to procure the FM signal. It's already up in the tower. It's just today, Carl's going up. It's all done, and we've been on for 5 days, and then the storm happened. So there's a disconnection with something that will be fixed.
We're going back up today.
Had to, you know, but, get all the snow and the clear tanks out and everything. But I'm just encouraging people before we take a break is that you go on to SCEDD, that's SCED.org, and there's so many business loans that you've done with local businesses here that you probably, people don't even realize, you know, Premier Oil, Everything Medical, LPL Financial, the list goes on, and it's nice.
Free Fire Radio.
It's not, well, we're not in there yet. But
no,
we will,
but we will be.
Yeah, I mean.
I think you have to live for a year, right?
Live. To live for a year.
You know what? Here's the thing about it is, and it's, you know, I don't know if it's, and when you said it's a last resort, I'm not sure that I felt like that. But what I was so tired of it, to have people that I knew, that knew us, that wanted it to happen. And then you get down to another place, and it becomes different. That when I walked in, this is the way it should be. You know, we knew of each other, but we really didn't know each other.
No.
When we walked in, and, but you made the decision like it probably used to be.
Well, and we try to do that because a lot of what we do is based on character, and that's usually fairly easy to spot. A couple of others in our group are better at spotting character than I am, and so they're usually able to make better decisions up front. I tend to be a little bit more, what should we say, wanting to make the deal because I like the people or it looks neat. And so I've been known to probably go a little further with the risk side. But, you know, we've been able to maintain our program and our capital base and grow our capital base over the years.
And that's what I want to talk about when we take an early break.
Well, let's just talk quickly before we take the break, because I'm going online, you know, here up there on Lake Avenue in the Premier Oil Change, that brand new blue and, you know, red and blue building. It's not brand new now. It's a year old. But, you know, that's a big risk. You went and that was part of it. Takes the team to build something. So you were part of that new development over there as well.
And those guys, they were stepping pretty far out too. But again, you know, they had a couple of them and mm-hmm. they'd been successful and had some history. So it was easy to forecast what they would be able to do financially, especially with a good location.
We're here with Bob Nash from the Superior California Economic Development District. And we're talking about a business here or an organization that people can go to that maybe they're, you know, money is tight, but they look at the business, but they look at the people and look at the plan. Because if you don't have a plan, you know, then probably it's harder than to get, you know, to get loans in. But they're, and how they've helped so many people. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about is where does the money come from? Because it's a variety of sources that is now available for people in business, and how the process works. When you know what happens when they if people have this idea, the people are listening right now that say, you know, I'm right here, we're filled up. I need to expand maybe to a larger building. I need to bring in the new stuff. And it's kind of like, you know, just like many people. So when we come back, we can talk about that. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. Weather report, of course, brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Talk about people that expand their businesses. And this one right here is just expanding, too. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She has split off insurance and financial. So she's got two separate organizations down there that can help people. Again, since 1993, Judy Maxwell has been in the business helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners. If you're looking for a place to go to talk about insurance, how about your health, you know, health insurance, life insurance? She covers it all at Maxwell Insurance and can help with your financial worries. Give them a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Bob Nash and the SCED.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
The Reading Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Antique, modern firearms, historic displays, accessories, and of course, ammunition. And this is the last show before ammo registration begins. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States for this once-in-a-year show. The Reading Gun Show, March 2nd and 3rd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Radio station.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR1460. We got a loose cannon on the run in here this morning.
I'm just talking about Chinese owning. Did you know Chinese own media stations? In the Northern California area? Didn't know that, did you?
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this conspiratorial morning.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the guys down at the Cypress Square Barbershop.
Okay.
Oh, I got my hair cut down there.
I bet
you
they hear some conspiracy theories.
Oh, my gosh. It is funny. You listen to these guys talking down there. It is hilarious. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, in fact. And now they have appointments, so you're not sitting in there for 45 minutes or an hour.
The testosterone is not so thick now.
Yeah, it does give you a chance to rebuild that testosterone up when you're sitting in there and you're reading your guns and ammo and car and track and watching hockey on the TV. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's now 8:35 in the morning, 48 degrees, and Linda and I have as our guest Bob Nash from the Superior California Economic Development District. And we're talking about how this organization has put so many businesses online. And, you know, this is not a strike against our Economic Development Corporation, which is totally different, but where they're trying to bring businesses in Stillwater, still, and watching at the same time, you all put business after business after business online. So, Bob, welcome back here.
Thank you.
And where does that money come from?
Well, the original capitalization came from U.S. Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration in 1980. And that was $1 million. And my predecessors, who were not experienced lenders, managed to give a large part of that out in two loans that never made a payment.
Whoa! 1980? Yeah. Not to even make a payment?
Never made a payment. So, you know,
Did you say that was a bad risk right on that one?
Well, they just, you know, there was a lot of concern then in the timber industry. That's what got this whole conversation going. You know, the difficulties in the timber industry is not a new thing. It actually started kind of declining in the 70s with mechanization and, and those things. So they were trying to help some companies out, and a couple of them just were bad picks and not well thought out. Needless to say, we've done, for the most part, a quite a bit better job since then. But we've taken a couple of our own grievous losses along the way as well. And doing the type of lending that we do, it's going to happen.
Well, where does the money, you know, that first one started with $1 million, but you have, it's not just, I mean, funded.
No.
Right?
So, over the years, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, used to be Farmers Home Administration, they still have, and did have they call it an intermediary re-lending program. So, we actually borrow the money from them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we owe it back to them. So they have a little more interest in what happens with those loan losses, and so we try to make a little better quality loan with them. And actually, with everything, we've done a better job, but we try to not lose any of their money because they actually are serious about getting it back. And we actually make an annual payment to them, and we're gradually paying those loans down. Our first one we got in the late 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think 96 or sometime around in there, and we've picked up a couple more since then, and so it's a great program, very low interest rate, and so government program, but with a very worthwhile endeavor. And
is this the only place that, or do you have like investors in this, or?
Well, we've built up a little bit of a reputation over the years of being able to do a good job. And the other thing that we did is we started up a 501c3 nonprofit so that individuals or corporations could make a tax-qualified donation. And so that has served us well in recent years. And so we have a little program, and this is the one that you and Linda tapped into. We call it our seed loan program, and it's all local financial institutions have made small contributions annually over a number of years, and then we've got a another program that we match that with. And so we've built that up to, a fair size project for $10,000 to $30,000 deals. And these are the ones where
that's where we fell into.
Yeah. And we approve those in house. So we don't have to get our loan committee involved and we can, if we feel that it's warranted, we can do a little bit more on character if we need to, or a combination. And those are actually those small ones are the ones that the banks really struggle with because, there's a financial squeeze, a financial feasibility component, even in the banking industry that they have to meet. And it's pretty competitive for them. And so we've put together this little fund. But again, like the others, we don't charge discount interest rates. We charge a competitive rate because it is labor intensive to do small deals like what we do, and there's a loan loss component because not every deal works out, even as much as we try to make sure that we're doing all good deals.
Well, you know what? Things happen, like when the economy just crashed. I imagine that you all had some businesses out there that just couldn't make it.
That was a tough time, but, the difficulties that we had when the economy crashed were with businesses that were struggling to begin with. And so that just gave them, that was the finishing touch.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
I hate to use the cliche that young people use these days, but those businesses literally vaporized overnight.
Wow. You know what? We've watched so many businesses, you've got the statistics much better than I have, but okay, business startups, how many of them make it past the second year?
Well,
I'm just talking about the average.
Yeah, the typical rule of thumb is only 5% are successful.
After 2 years?
And 5 years.
5 years.
And that's if you're not a restaurant. if you're a restaurant, it gets even more difficult.
So 5% of the businesses that start up 10 years ago are only in business now. And I heard there's another drop around the seventh or eighth year, too, but I don't know if that's for sure.
Well, typically what happens is the business matures and they get around that 10-year mark. That's when they're successful and they pay us off or they refinance or they sell out. And for a lot of businesses, especially a good growing business, you know, the entrepreneur, their exit plan is to sell out to other investors or a prospective business person that wants to buy into a business that's already operating and profitable.
Well, you know, Linda and I have talked. We talked about having this business for 5 years. And then after 5 years, we were like into it. And then, you know, now we're in our 10th year, and we say to ourselves, well, really, what would we do? I mean, it's, I mean, we enjoy this. We believe it serves a place, you know, a big place in the community. And that we enjoy the idea of helping people too. Mm-hmm. I mean, in many ways. So, you know, so we're stuck here with this because we really like what we're doing, even though that it's not something that we're going to, it's nothing we're going to make $1 million off of. We have friends that are in different businesses that, you know,
in the last 10 years have done,
I mean, they
double,
have
triple,
just,
they've done so
they've been
well.
In the financial investor, you know, helping people. They've been in, one of them's been in a restaurant business that's exploded, of course, and several other people that we see like this. And ours is just a slow,
we're plugging
slow,
along,
steady, you know, just slow and steady getting, you know.
Probably maybe. Like a rancher.
Well, you could be a rancher, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
about
could be
a rancher.
Worse. That's right.
Yeah.
Know, we have
just our crop
trust
comes
me,
in.
We have our wolves out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
in all industries changing and making it even more challenging.
And it is. And yeah. I tell you what, every time you turn around, there's a new rule. And I have to admit that working with the FCC has not been that big a challenge as I thought. I thought, you know, but actually the FCC has been a very helpful organization. Not as helpful, I mean, not as easy to talk to as you all are, but you're right here in town and we see each other. But they've not put obstacles in front of us. There are things that we didn't understand. And because really, there's no way really to talk about it. However, from a couple of people from the other stations that are local people, we're more than happy to help with it. So we just appreciate what you all did. But we appreciate what you're doing for our community because just if you go to the SCED and take a look at the businesses that you all have helped, and this is just a microcosm of all the businesses you've helped.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the cool thing most recently with the car fire is one of our favorite financial institutions that regularly steps in and helps out with business development is Wells Fargo Bank, and they actually came up with a $100,000 grant program. They said, wrote a check to us, said, we want you to grant this money in small grants to help businesses that have struggled with the fire, because one of the things that we discovered early on, immediately after the fire, after talking to some of our counterparts that had been through it the year before, was that the typical fire disaster rescue only addresses personal losses, residents. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about businesses. And that has, for the most part, turned out to be true. And so early on, our staff at SCED, in fact, the fire was still burning. One of our staff was evacuated, and the other staff was on vacation. And by texting back and forth, they thought up this loan program And so we started out with the business recovery loan program, made our first loan the Friday after the fire, and then Wells Fargo saw what we were doing with that, you know, and we've been talking to them. So they said, we're going to write you a check and you can make these grants. But you would think giving money away would be easy, but as a nonprofit, IRS has some rules on what you cannot do with that. And the big thing that you cannot do is give money to a business for revenue losses or losses in profitability. But we've helped a number of businesses with their marketing program, you know, to market and hopefully they can survive long enough, rebuild their clientele or their sales and ramp that back up.
Yeah, there's been some ones that were really roasted more than one way.
Well, and it was the accommodations and tourism businesses that
oh my God.
Took the big hit. You know, and
the lake.
Yeah, well, and up the Sacramento Canyon, uh-huh. you know, they were evacuating, closed down for weeks. Highway 299 uh-huh. was closed down for weeks and devastated, you know, all the businesses out in Trinity County.
And you think about all the people, yeah, we got the producer is at this
gotta
point
take a break
making
here.
Terrible faces at me. So we're going to take a quick break, 8:46 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and a fully accredited chest pain center. You know, one of the best things about this town is that we have an eclectic group of friends. One of them used to be the head of the cardiac program there at Shasta Regional. So when we go out and do things, I'd always stay kind of close to him. And then the new one is also a friend, and Linda has lunch all the time with his wife and other people. And now the new doctor in town.
Dr. Orna Gill.
Yeah. The OBGYN, yeah. is taking patients, just opened up her practice. So, you know what? Shasta Regional Medical Center is there for so many people. If you go in the emergency room, God forbid, they have a program that you'll be seen in 30 minutes or less by somebody. You think about all these stories about people being in emergency rooms for like 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours. No, not at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Robert Nash from the Superior California Economic Development District and the great things that they do for our community.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Daly for State Senate 2019.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime, because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers.
It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR1460 on this beautiful Monday, the 25th of the month. It's 48 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a rainy and breezy day with our highs of around 51 and our lows of 50. As we look to the forecast for the week, we have rain. The only day that's going to be sunny is Sunday. That's right. We'll bring it on. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, also the NorCal Sportsman Show, one of my favorite places to hang out on the weekends, is going to be here, the 33rd Annual Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. I can spend hours there and not realize it. And it starts, in fact, this Friday, March 1st. It goes through the 3rd. They're going to have all types of things there, all types of people. They're going to have grizzly bears. Now, little is it known that you're going to have an opportunity to wrestle a grizzly bear. Okay, I lied. That's not true.
Safari Club International. Yeah,
they've got all types of great things. I have guests coming in there. But this is your place in one spot to see all of the boats, all of the campers, everything you'd like to see. And that's going to be this month, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down at the Redding, or at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Okay, we're here with Robert Nash of the Superior California Economic Development District. And this organization doesn't just sit there and talk about how good they are. They go out and they help people. They have put so many businesses online. It's hard to believe. You have to look at their website.
Brick and mortar.
Including giving us the operation or giving us the ability to expand out into the FM world. And again, thank you so much for that. Now, Bob, when people come in, what should they expect? Okay, they're going, wow, Carl and Linda said this. We heard him on the show today. But how do I get started?
Well, I think the important thing to understand is even though a large part of our capitalization is government-sponsored, it's not a giveaway program. And so you do have to go through the process. And the biggest thing in the application is having the financial information prepared. But you also have to have a little bit done before you get there. And one of the important things there is you got to have a credit report that shows at least something better than a complete willful disregard for credit.
Yeah. But if you walk in with a 400 credit report, it may be.
We're going to probably not be able to do it. It doesn't mean that if you have a hiccup, even a major hiccup in your credit background, that we can't do it, because sometimes that's what causes a person to not be successful at a commercial lender, and that might be where we're able to make the difference. And we've made some loans to people that have had some real challenges with credit, but before they came to us, they'd already demonstrated they had a handle on it, and we're getting it cleaned up, or had it already cleaned up, and we're headed down the road to repairing that credit. And so, you know, we're frequently able to get involved in if that's the only back difficulty. Mm-hmm. But the application process, the most critical part is the financial information. If you're in business already, got to have the historical financials, the tax returns, and then cash flow projections. You know, and that's one of the things you had prepared when you came in, and so it was easy for us to look at the historical and look at what the anticipation was, and see that it would actually add up and work. Because the important thing is we have to know that this business and all the other revenue sources, personal revenue sources, will add up to enough to cover your family living expense, your personal debt service, and cover the debt service at the business, and hopefully have a little margin of profit to grow on. And so we look at the whole picture. But the cash flow projections are usually the most difficult part for the typical small business person, because obviously, it's not something that they normally do every day. And so we have a few resources that we can refer people to, one being the Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. The other is the Women's Business Development Center based in Mount Shasta, but they have an office here in Reading now. And then, you know, we can sometimes, once the basic framework is put together, we can kind of help manipulate the format a little bit to make it usable for us. And but it can get challenging to get all that done and get it done in a meaningful manner where it actually makes sense. And
it would probably, if you're thinking about coming down and talking to Bob or any of the other great people that work down there, is maybe go down there for once. Find out exactly what they're looking for. And I know one of you all are going to sit down with them.
Well, and actually as a great example, we're in the process of putting a loan proposal together right now for a business that's buying out the business that they work for, or at least buying a portion of it.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually pretty cool. I'm looking forward to the day when we can brag about that too. But they came to us a little more than 6 months ago, middle of last summer, and said, you know, the people we work for are retiring, wanting to retire, and we have an opportunity to buy this business out. And they've set it up for us where we can do that. The initial thoughts on what to do on their end were a little bit too aggressive, and mm-hmm. not even we could go with it. But we talked about what would work and what they could do to shape it into a position where perhaps we could do it. And so they worked for about 6 months getting all that lined out and came back to us and said, okay. So I'm putting it together.
There you go. So, again, this is not a giveaway, even though the portion of the money comes from the feds. It's something, it's got to be a well-thought-out plan. And yeah. Where you are and where you want to be 5 years from now. And if you don't know how to do part of it, Bob or his people will help you out with that on how or where to go to find the information.
There's no reason not to do it because you don't know how.
Yeah.
Because we got that part covered as well. Maybe not directly in our office, but we have people.
Right. Okay, and we're talking to Bob Nash from the Superior California Economic Development District.
It was a pleasant experience.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, I could even see if you were turned down, it would be like, well, it's not because they didn't look at me.
Yeah.
It's not because they didn't talk and look at me in this. Do you ever tell people why they're turned down?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Well, and part of the reason we have that conversation is frequently so that they can make the adjustments
sure.
if they want to put it together and come back later with whatever the deficiency is and cure that.
Yeah, and you're going to be you're familiar with it, and you say, this is what you need to do. You did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we got like 10 seconds left. How do people get a hold of you? Phone numbers?
225-2760.
And the website is SCEDD.
.org.
.org. Okay.
All right. It's a great website, by the way, too. Very informative. And thank you for being our guest today.
Thanks, Bob. And thanks for this.
Well, yeah. Thanks for inviting me over.
For believing in our quest to expand.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane and much more. And this week's going to be a big week. And Friday, Congressman LaMalfa on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? You can stand me.